the Michael Mara Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Let me get that.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
I am a gay American.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, tomorrow we have tomorrow's show is going to be so good. I didn't have to come to work. I wish I could stay home and listen to it. Sure.
But Mike, if you stayed home, there wouldn't be a show.
It is going to be really. This is my guest lineup that I consider a slice of perfection.
Okay, really,
two guests that to me represent everything that I've tried to make this show,
good.
And that is both funny but also interesting stuff that uh-huh. you're just kind of fascinated by.
Well, so a rehab counselor
tomorrow. tomorrow on the show at 4, uh-huh. Colonel Mark Tillman will be joining us. He's the outgoing Air Force One pilot.
Right.
Oh, now that's awesome.
He flew the president all over the world. I mean, I just can't even imagine how many questions I'm going to have for this guy. And maybe he'll be, maybe we'll be lucky enough that he'll take some questions from the audience.
I love that.
And then at 5, comedian, the queen of mean, Lisa Lampanelli, joins us again on the show.
No one funnier.
I mean, she is an absolute piss. That's what we used to say. That's what we used to say in the halls of Marist College.
That's a compliment.
And that's high praise,
I'm not
really.
Sure that they hit the delay on that or not.
No, I think we're okay.
No, yeah,
so that's going to be a great show. Look forward to that. really. I am one of those people that when I've seen the specials on Air Force One, I think it's about the coolest thing that we have in this country.
That's awesome.
And, who knows how much he'll be able to reveal. I think these guys have that kind of deal when they leave. You know, you can't give us all the information. Uh-huh. You know, I wonder if there's a little pod.
Like
a little pod
thing
that the president has?
No, I think that might have been invented for that movie.
You know, I was mentioning the bucket list before.
Uh-huh.
Being in a feature film is on my bucket list.
You know and Frank Herzog.
You know, it's another thing that I would love to see. Not, it wouldn't have to fly on it.
Just go inside.
I would love to go inside Air Force uh-huh. One. And you know what? We live here. If there's anybody that within the sound of my voice that can maybe pull that, if I could get a tour of Air Force One, I think that would be about the coolest thing in the world.
Bet you could.
I'd love to do that. And, we do have a lot. Now I'm all charged up again about this city. I know, and people hate it. Here I go. Hey, the people that hate it when I gush.
Oh, Mike.
Right, I'm going to gush right now.
Look at you gush.
The fact is, we have friends that are in the Secret Service that listen to this program.
Shh.
And I'd really, really, really love to get down there now and see this town. I haven't paid attention to this town for 8 years.
You know,
I haven't. No. I'm too pissed.
They've opened the gate. You're allowed to go down there anytime you want.
Yeah. I'm talking about the White House.
Okay.
Want to get me a little tour. And I want to get a tour when he's in residence.
The real one.
So like we're walking down the hallway and all of a sudden we see him.
Like college.
I'm super jacked to do that.
How
so
are you
if
doing?
If there's anybody that has that kind of pull. You know, now that maybe it's a little too early.
Probably
the day
now,
after the inauguration.
Start now and just keep it going.
Or take my kids down there and, see the White House. Do the things that I haven't done for 8 years. Mm-hmm. The touristy things that people that live here never do.
And I have one item I'd like to mention on my bucket list.
Yes.
I would like half smokes from Ben's Chili Bowl tomorrow.
Every day.
Every day.
On the other hand, can never eat them again.
We found that out. All right. Let's get back to Buzz. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank, with our last news of the day.
Thank you, Mike. The new president took a moment to acknowledge a hero yesterday, Sully, Captain Chesley Sullenberger, who guided to safety a jet carrying 155 people.
Yay, Sully!
Reset. Both engines went out, apparently clogged by a flock of birds. Sully landed as smoothly as possible on the Hudson River. President Obama called Sully yesterday to say job well done. Last night, Sully dined with his crew at a restaurant called Hudson. He didn't order fish. He ordered chicken, which, by the way, is a bird.
Hey, way to go, Sully.
By the way, a flight investigator says we will learn lessons from this incident that will benefit us forever.
I believe that. I said that last week.
Quoting the NTSB's top investigator, this one is going to be studied for decades. There's one reason. That's one reason the investigation, by the way, may last longer than a year. Now, they had to fish one of the engines out of the river today, along with 35 floating seat cushions, a dozen life vests.
They really do float.
15 mm-hmm. pieces of luggage, 2 briefcases, 11 purses, 15 suit jackets and shirts, 4 shoes and 2 hats, one of which was worn yesterday by Aretha Franklin.
No.
There he goes.
That could be a mistake.
They also recovered one really tiny bottle of Drambuie.
You know what I'm going to try? Empty. I know it's a little tough after the inaugural ball, I said, but I'm going to try my my brand new Aretha Franklin.
Oh, please.
Oh, good.
Please. Right, here we go. It doesn't involve any words.
The Queen of Soul,
thank you very much.
And you know what else from
that? I didn't finish it. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I have to do the whole thing over
again. I start over from the top.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I have to give due credit to my father.
Yes.
Who, you know, everyone thought that Chaney looked like Mr. Potter yesterday.
Right, in the wheelchair.
But my father was the first one to come up with, and he was dead on. He said, and did you see Ted Kennedy? He looked like Uncle Billy. Did you see him in his hat?
That's true. He did look like
Uncle
Billy.
He really, really did. Godspeed, Teddy.
Roll me up, yeah, Sheree. Yeah. No, I'm here to hear Barack Obama give a speech.
I'm going to try to make this quick and painless. Today's feel-good story. Bank of America laying off 4,000 people, Intel 6,000, Toyota maybe another 3,000, Clear Channel Communications, the chief competitor of this company, CBS, laying off more than 1,900 people, and Warner Brothers telling 800 workers, that's all, folks.
Hold on, Buzz.
Yes.
Somebody at the door? Let me look.
Hmm? Oh, is it?
It's a wolf.
Really?
Thank you very much.
Hey, he has a collar. Let me see what his name is. Why, it's Death.
Yes.
It's Death the Wolf.
Yes,
That's not a good name.
Death the Wolf is at our door.
But the fear of losing our jobs could be a good thing. Please give a warm welcome to our long-lost friend, customer service.
Yeah.
In recent years, we would buy stuff no matter how badly run the business was. Today, not so much.
That hasn't locked into the collective consciousness.
No,
yet.
But it's a trend, and it started in earnest with shopping at its lowest point in nearly 40 years. Some smart merchants are trying harder now. They really do want to know what you think of their service. These few smart merchants, they're also cutting prices wherever they can, but that also means cutting costs, and that includes reducing inventory, meaning less selection. No more offbeat clothes for you, my friend. You'll buy what everybody else is buying and like it.
Would you like to hear my solutions for saving retail?
Please.
Here's what you do.
Thank you.
Number one, you provide customer service. Mm-hmm. You don't ask us to fill out a questionnaire about it.
Right.
That's a pain in the ass.
I agree.
On the internet, in a restaurant, it sucks. Mm-hmm. Stop it. It's not convenient.
It's annoying.
And it's a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. When you're on hold with a business and they say, would you agree to wait a few minutes to take a customer survey? The very fact that you're asking is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, right.
Don't
really
do it anymore.
They shouldn't put the onus on the customer.
Then, right. When you go into a retail store and you want to buy a product, all mm-hmm. right, would you like to be a member of our club? No. I'm shopping at your store. I'm in your goddamn store. I don't need to join the effing club.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the club, buying club.
Let me just buy it. And incidentally, if by joining the club I'm going to get a special discount, why don't you just give me a discount because I'm shopping in your store now and we can eliminate a lot of paperwork
exactly.
and a lot of hassle and you can just give us a decent price on the products and that's what we should do.
Here, here. Bully.
Hopefully that saves.
They'll save a fortune on the little cards.
I sure hope that saves retail.
You frightened the wolf away.
Thank you.
There's some new technology for parents who want to keep their kids from driving and talking on the phone at the same time. Some $10 a month software uses a GPS that shuts down the phone when the phone moves at any driving speed. Of course, that also makes it impossible for the kid to use the phone when they're a passenger. So
and also while they're running.
Exactly. Yeah, but also if the phone shuts
driving
down and you're driving at 60 miles an hour, aren't you going to try to fix it? Aren't you going to kind of look down at it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's
broke.
This is a stupid idea. You're going to look at the thing and go, what's wrong? Well, what's wrong with this thing? I'm trying to figure it out. I don't understand what's happening. Boy, this thing
is shaking it.
Okay, but it was working yesterday. Oh, no!
Another Charlie adventure.
Hi, Billy. Hi, Billy. I love you.
Okay, so
now your phone's working.
So there's some problems. About 50 parents have signed up anyway. And soon the cell phone providers may offer a similar service that includes a message to the caller like, the person you're calling can't answer now. They're driving.
Oh, cool.
There are other systems, but they're equally flawed, and everyone seems to agree that if a kid wants to find a way around the technology, they will.
Sure, they're smart.
I think cell phones are probably going to just die out. I don't see them doing
it. It's a fad. It's a fad.
Rob, you don't think they're going to last?
No, huh? I don't. You know what? They seem less popular now than they did, say,
yeah,
5 weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, you know, and then there's the brain cancer.
How's that?
Very good, Rob.
A private zoo in Frederick County, Maryland.
Is your private zoo, Mike?
It's great. I don't get up to Frederick as often as I'd like.
I know.
But my friend Andrew, you know, my attorney lives up there. Nothing we like better than taking the kids up on the weekend and seeing the flamingos.
And your elephants.
A lot of fun.
Well, this zoo is under investigation
O'Mara Zoo. Yeah.
After a woman was attacked, not by a wolf, but by a 180-pound jaguar.
Yeah, well, that's Pepe.
The Catoctin... Oh, you
Pepe
know its
O'Mara.
Name.
Yeah, Pepe
well,
the
it's his zoo, Mike.
Pepe
I mean,
the jaguar.
The Catoctin Wildlife Preserve is known for encouraging up-close and personal encounters between visitors and animals.
You know why I named it Pepe?
No, why?
I watched that movie Apocalypto.
It's the first such incident in this zoo's 40 years. The incident involved a zookeeper entering the jaguar's enclosure.
Dummy.
The animal has been quarantined.
Right.
The woman is in critical but stable condition. She will be questioned about the incident just as soon as she regains consciousness.
Yeah, well, I hope she's okay, and we're dealing with it as best we can.
And, Mike, absolutely. Do me a favor. Yeah. I know you're a busy man, but the next time you're up there, won't you give my love to your pandas?
Yes, I love it. Really, I enjoy the pandas because, you know, it's rare to have them.
It is.
How many do you have now?
What's that?
How many do you have now?
Charlie and Shan are... I think they're 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
9-year-old ferocious animal.
Would you like me to get you a cot?
I swear to God, I'm drinking the night before
Stop
every
it.
Show.
Finally, a Wisconsin woman is facing years of probation even after she finishes her 4 months in a work release program. And if she acts up again, she's going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Here, hers is a case of sex, gambling, and Rob's greatest fear, dumbbells.
Uh-oh. Oh, no!
Wait.
Valentina Grenadier seduced her husband, and he let her tie him to the bed. But then she covered his face with saran wrap so he could not object when she told him she had just lost nearly $1,000 at a casino. He objected anyway, so she hit him in the head with a dumbbell several times.
Oh, no.
He lived and is now divorcing the woman.
Glad he lived.
Who says she wasn't trying to kill him, just trying to make him listen.
Wonderful.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Slade Fierro. If you have one of those sicko love dolls,
you know,
he'll repair it for you. And also the great Bill Cosby. We appreciate him coming back on the show.
The
that
best.
Was a lot of fun talking to him. Tomorrow on the show, Colonel Mark Tillman, pilot of Air Force One, and Lisa Lampanelli, the executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Charlie Chan Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you...
Yes.
From the nation's capital, time to say bye. We all sure are tired. Don't ask us why. We'll be back tomorrow with chatter and fun, but as far as right now, people, we gotta run. Thanks to Bill Cosby, a really great call, and thanks to that strange man who sleeps with a doll. This poem is now over because I'm getting sleepy. I hope I don't dream about love dolls. They're creepy. So long, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yay.
Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.